Ago we began with the Gemara here on Gimel Amud Aleph. So let me just go through it again because we're in the middle of this topic. I want to just move a little more quickly through these cases because we've done a lot of the background work. And we'll just pick up where we left off. So the Gemara again, the bigger context is that the Gemara has been examining all of the Avos Nezikin to see whether Toldos Seim is Kiyotze Behem or not, because Rav Papa led us to believe that Yesh Kiyotze Behem, Yesh Ein Kiyotze Behem. The reason I put it that way is because we already know how it ends up on Gimel Amud Beis, and that is that there's really only one case for Rav Papa, and that is Tzroros, which we'll get back to. But before we know that, before we come to that conclusion, Rav Papa's comment spurred an investigation of each of the Avos Nezikin. In other words, it was a terrific vehicle to analyze each of the Avos Nezikin, to try to kind of put your finger on what it is that makes it tick, that makes it special, and to examine whether told the same Kiyotze Behem Olam. So, first the Gemara begins with Karen that we discussed. We talked about Karen Tlusha and Karen Mechuberes, very important issues. What we're doing is we're using each one of the Rav Papa, analyses, right, as a kind of a window. You know, we can't learn all 60 Dapim in one shot, but to try to get a little broader insight into each of the Avos Nezikin as they are developed through the first six prakim. So we're up to, we started discussing Shein V'Regel, so let's go back to the Gemara, and we'll talk about what we already determined, and pick up from there. V'chi kamar ha-papa, Shein V'Rizbanam, a-beis v'a-beis, v'chi kamar ha-papa, maybe a-shein V'Regel. The Gemara says, Shein V'Regel, heichik sivi, what is the makor of Shein V'Regel? The Gemara says, D'tanya, the pasuk in Mishpatim, Bishilach Zeregel, the Chain Omer Mishalche Regel Hashor Vachamar. The Pasuk in Yeshaya uses the expression of Shiluach Mishalche in the context of Regel. So the idea that Bishilach could be Regel is confirmed by that other Pasuk. Ubier, in the same Pasuk it says Ubier, Bir Besadar Acher, Bier means Zua Shein. That refers to Shein. Okay. V'cheinu omer kasher yiva'er hagalal ad tumo. So what's very fascinating, this is what we started discussing last time, is that Shein and Regel, what's something that's very singular about them is the fact that there are two of them. The fact that they are, the question is really, to what extent are they really a unit or are they individual ovos? On the one hand, we usually treat them as Arba Avos Nezikin as separate. We'll see this in a moment. We're going to see echoes of both views. On the other hand, unlike any of the other Avos, they have the same, by and large, we'll see if there are any Nafkamina, or we'll at least look at a couple of them, and then throughout the Masechta you get more. But are there Nafkamina between Shein and Regel? They are different, right, as we'll see soon, and the Gemara definitely has Havamina, that you could say one without the other. Shein is Yesh Hana Lehezeka, right? The Nezek, right, includes a physical enjoyment. And Regel is, Hezeka Matsui. It's, ubiquity, and it's not just how frequent it is, it's, how natural it is. It's, it's the animal walking, and accidentally, stepping on things and therefore destroying them. So one is Regel, Matsui, the other is Shein, Hana Lezeka. They look like two things. One is derived, according to the Gemara here, from the Shilach. The other is derived from Ubier. They seem different. We'll soon see that the Gemara has two interesting Havaminas, one about Shein and one about Regel. In terms of the parameters. Curious, and this is the debate in the Rishonim, but in the Medina de Gemara, we'll say, from the Gemara's point of view, the two Havaminas, we'll see in a second, Bechal Yakarna for Shein and Shalach Shluche for Regel, you know, that limit Shein and that limit Regel, respectively, it's interesting that the Gemara has them only, you know, very specifically, one for Shein and one for Regel. We don't have the other for the other. In other words, no one thought, as we'll see in a moment, or it doesn't say in the Gemara at least, that Mechalia Karna, lo Mechalia Karna, I'll explain what it is in a minute, that that is relevant to Regel. And no one thought that Shalach, well, they did later on, but at least initially they didn't think that Shalach Shluche is a factor, I'll explain in a minute, in Shein. What I'm trying to show is that there is a certain, like, built-in dialectic when it comes to Shein and Regel. And on the one hand, they're derived from different words, maybe, probably. Lahalacha, they're derived from different words. But they're derived from one pasuk, and one from one parsha, and even one pasuk, you know, parsha. No other two avos hazikin are derived from the same parsha, and certainly not from the same pasuk. We'll see in a moment what about the same word. Right? They have different definitions, but they have the same dinim on the surface. When the Gemara explains the din of Hilchoseim, the Gemara says you need each of the Avos Hazikin for their special halachas. What are the Hilchoseim of Shein? What's the Hilchoseim of Karen? The fact that there's a Tamun and a Muad. What's the Hilchoseim of Eish? Tumun, mostly. What's the Hilchoseim of Bor? The Ptur, the exemption of Kalim, you know, and Adam. What's the exemption of Shein and what's the exemption of Regel? Rishus HaRabim. So again, Shein and Regel have the same special halacha. So what are they? Are they two or are they one? The answer is all the evidence in Shein and Regel, right, is conflicted. You can see it, sometimes it's a debate, and you see it right from the beginning. You know, again, the Gemara says, oh, we're not talking about Karen, we're talking about the told of Shein Varego. What do you mean the told of Shein Varego? Told us of Shein Alechud, and the told us of Regel Alechud. Right? What do you mean Shein Varego? Even the order with which they appear is switched in different contexts, depending on what the makor is of the psukim, what about in the Mishnah, right? Just the different Mishnayos, the treatment of Shein and Regel. Is it Shein and Regel or Regel and Shein? Like in the Pasuk, it's the Shilach and Ubir. The Shilach is Regel, Ubir is Shein. But we usually call it Shein Regel, right? The next parak, the second parak starts Ketzad Regel. And the second Mishnah, that's the Mishnah on Yud Zayin. The Mishnah on Yud Tesu Beis is Ketzad Shein. The Bali Tosis already asked this question. If you look at Tosis on Yud Zayin, it's an easy one just to take care of. Right, the Mishnah, Ketzer Regel, right? Wedes L'Shaber Derech Hilucha, that's the first Mishnah in the second parak. So if you look at Tosis, Tosis says the following. Amas Nisin de Perakab. Fine, koi. Tema, yeah, the Pasach, Lisni Ketzer Hashem, Bereisha. Yeah, the Salik, Hatnina, Sharmazik, which is Hanrizik Ba'adam, the Sof. Omeri, Vadai Ad Pasach Beikai, right? Shein Veregel, Kechad Chashivi, Mishum, the Shavin, the Hilchoseim, right? Umichad Kra Nafki, Tosas points out exactly some of the evidence that we have been speaking about. They also noticed it, right? Shavin, the Hilchoseim, one Pasuk, right? Mishum the Tanu Regel, Baser Shein, Nakar Hacha Regel, Bereisha the Solik Minei. So again, Tosis takes the position that they're mostly, you know, one and the same, but they're still two different avos. So we'll see in a moment there was a Havamina one without the other. So I'm just going to go through the evidence. Part of the issue is already reflected in discussions of Minyan Mitzvos. Right? Do you count Shein? If you count the Avos Hazikin and Minyan Tayag, do you count Shein and Regel as one or as two? Do we even count them both? Do we count Regel? Right? An interesting question. Okay, so let me highlight it first by the Gemara here that we're in. And then we'll just, you know, add to our discussion. So again, initially, Rav Papa speaks about Shein and Regel as a unit. Right? Then he quotes the two psukim, v'shilach za regel, u'bir za hashein, and then you'll see the Shaka V'tari itself. Amar Mar, says the Gemara, v'shilach zu regel, this is Gimel Amin Alf, v'chein omer m'shalche regel ashar v'achamar. Talmud Kasav Rachman Mishalche Regal Ashava Khamar. Why do you need this Esther Pasuk in Yeshaya? Halabachi Bamai Mukmisla. What else would you think the Shilach would refer to? E Karen Ksiv. Right, at Parshas Mishpatim, we already have a Parsha of Karen. So it's not likely that the Shilach refers to Karen. E Shein Ksiv. Because we already know that according to the Babli, the makar for Shein is the pasuk of Beer. Says the Gemara, Itzrich. Basically, right, you need the Shilach and Beer, both for Shein. Okay? Kasokadai tachidi bi'idiya Shein, v'hode mechalya karna, v'hode lo mechalya karna. Kamash malan. We might have thought that you need two psukim for Shein. One to teach you the more obvious Mechalia Karna, the other to teach you even without Mechalia Karna, you're still chai for Shein. What does Mechalia Karna mean? So literally, Mechalia Karna means, right, absolute obliteration, utter obliteration. Mechalia Karna, you destroy the Karen. Ah. Why should Chiyuv Shein depend on Mechalia Karna? And what exactly is the case of Lo Mechalia Karna? Okay, we'll get to that in just a second. First, the Gemara says, V'hashtadu kimna aregel. Now that we're saying that V'shilach doesn't teach you a second makar for Shein, but in fact it teaches you regel. How do we know that? Because of the pasuk in Yeshaya, right? Mishalchei regel hashor v'achamar. So Shein de lo mechalya karna minola. The Gemara says we just made the point that if we only had one makar for Shein, we would have limited to mechalya karna. So now that we're saying we don't have one makar, we only do have one makar. Why don't we go back to limiting it only to mechalya karna? Well, says the Gemara. And again, once you're on the lookout for this, it's just so clear. The Gemara says no, dumya de regel. Meaning, if we didn't have any information, right, we would think that, you know, there are two levels of Shein. Or if we had only one pasuk, we would think that the only Shein that is chayiv is Mechalia Karna. Once we know Regel is also chayiv, there's no reason to think that Shein is Dafka Mechalia Karna. What does Ma'inyan regulate so Shein? The answer is Inyan V'Inyan. You know, a lot. Because we're always putting them together, so obviously, they have a lot in common. But again, that doesn't end the story, as we'll see. So then the Gemara says, Ma regel, loshna mechalia karna, loshna lo mechalia karna, av shein loshna mechalia karna, loshna lo mechalia karna. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Omar mar, ubier zu ashein. Same exercise, but you'll see a different havamina. But exactly the same exercise. The word ubier, the same pasuk, refers to shein. V'cheinu omer kashay va'era galal ad tuma. Great. You have that extra pasuk, right? That pasuk is also is in was it Malachim Aleph, right? Halavachi. What would you think? That a bier does not refer to shame. So what does a bier refer to? Right? B'mayukim nala I Karen. Same exercise, right? Karen we know. I regel. Right? Siv, where does it say regel? The Shilach. Says the Gemara Itzrich. Solkadai techamini idi biidi a regel. Just like the Gemara thought before, maybe both psukim referred to Shein. Now the Gemara is saying maybe both psukim referred to regel. Why do you need two psukim for regel? The answer is to teach you ha de azul mimela, ha de shalach, shluchei. Meaning, one is when the owner sends the animal out on a mission, right? And the other is when it goes on its own. And as you would have thought, Chamash Malan, you would have thought that the only time Regel would be Chayiv is if the animal right, is acting on behalf of the mishaleach, the owner. Wow. Interesting. By the way, that makes, on the surface, that's a lot more obvious of a distinction. I mean, the distinction between Shal Shuchen and Ozla Mimela is a lot more understandable, a lot more comprehensible, than the distinction in Shein between Nechal Yekarna and Mechal Yekarna. Okay, and we still have to explain it, but that's just for the record. Now, then the Gemara says exactly, again, the same exercise, just with the opposite. So the Gemara says, V'hashta de uke ha-shein, regal de azla mimela minala. Okay, now that we're saying that, okay, we have the pasuk in Malachim, so we are now clued in, you know, we're ahead of the game. We know that bi'er means shame. But we just raised our consciousness that there are in theory two types of regels, and that if we had only one pasuk and regel, we would have said it's sholach shluchei, meaning when the regel is a direct remote control from the owner. So how do we know azla mimela and regel? Right? Just like the Gemara previously asked, well, good, now that you've raised our consciousness, how do we know lo mechal yakarna in shein? Says the Gemara, dum yedashein, same answer. Right? Before they said dum yedaregel. Ma shein lo shna shocha shluche lo shna azol mimela afrega lo shna. Again, ma inyan regulates lo shein, apparently in the minyan. Right? And how does the Gemara know that shein we don't make a distinction between shalach shluche and azol mimela? Just like, how did the Gemara before know that you don't make a distinction in regel between mechal yakarna and lo mechal yakarna? Maybe some, you know, sometimes the animal steps on something and it gets obliterated, completely unusable, utterly destroyed. And other times, you know, it causes a loss, but the be'en is still there. Like, on the one hand, how does the Gemara know the dumya? Right? On the other hand, how does the Gemara know that these two distinctions, one for Shein and one for Regel, don't apply equally to the other? Meaning, Mechal Yekarna for Regel, Shalach Shluche for Shein. Huh? Says the Gemara, Loshna Shalach Shluche, Loshna Ozli Meil. But just let's finish the Shaka Vitari, because again, it gets even. It's not like the Gemara kind of, you know, relents at this point. They keep going at it. The licht of Rachmana v'shilach, v'lo boy ubier. Let the Torah write only one word, the shilach, and you don't need the word ubier, right? The mashma regel, the mashma shein, mashma regel the siv shalchei regel shor v'chamor. We know that one. Mashma shein the siv shein behemos a shalach bum. The language of v'shilach in theory could apply to shein and to regel, right? So the Gemara says, well, why do we need two psukim, the shilach and ubir? Let's learn from one pasuk, right? The shilach, both of them. From one pasuk, we're going to learn shein and regel? Two different avos nezikin? Right? So the Gemara says, well, ilav kra, yisera, if you don't have, you know, both the shilach and ubir, Hava mina oha oha, o regel da zeka matsui, o shein di eshana la zeka. Meaning, we're not going to learn them two different avos nezikin from one word. You know, we just may not know, you know, whether the word applies more to one or the other. And that's why it's so terrific that the Gemara is highlighting it by characteristics. Gemara is saying, listen, regel has something shein doesn't have, shein has something regel doesn't have. You know, regel has matsui. Shein has Hanola as Eka. So it's a toss. If you ask me which one is a more, you know, a more reasonable candidate for Chi of Nezek, the answer is I don't know. Because this has, you know, a pro that one doesn't have, and this one has one that the other doesn't have. But they're not identical. So you wouldn't assume that you learned both of them from one word, would you? Says the Gemara, Mechti. Shkulen hein, v'yavo shneim, right? The hein minayu, Mafkas. That's a very remarkable line in the Gemara. So is that a broad, you know, there are two ways to read that line in the Gemara, right? One way is it's a broad line about Parshanut in general. Like Lu Yitzuyar, there would be equal compelling reading, you know, in the Pasuk, you know, for two different, you know, applications of equal, equally persuasive, right? Would we learn to do, like a lav shabaklalos? I mean, we do have. It's not impossible to say that. I mean, lo sochal al adam means, you know, don't eat before davening, and it means, you know, it has connotations for karbanos and bezdin, you know, and that's why it's a classic, what we call lav shabaklalos, right? It's one word which is carrying a pretty heavy burden. So is it possible to have a word that, now those things are very different from each other, clearly. So is the Gemara just basically saying, yeah, you know, it's not only where we have a Mesorah, you know, of Lav Shabaklalos, you know, in general, Li Yitzuyah, you had an equally compelling read for a word, you could derive diverse halachas. In other words, Inoch and Amishen and Regal are different. One is Azeka Matzah, the other is Hanal Azeka. They may look the same, but they're different mechayvim. And nonetheless, we could derive it from one word. That's what the Gemara is saying. Or the Gemara is saying, listen, you know, the concept of lav shebeklalos is very, very rare. It's not a default. When you have a single word, the assumption should be that you have a single application, a single interpretation. However, Shein and Regal are different because even though one is matsui, and the other is not, and one is Hanala Zeka and the other is not, those basically aren't two different mechaidim that are equally compelling. They are two different factors that are equally compelling, right, to bring you a single mechaiv, a single broad idea. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. And therefore, this isn't like Lav Shabaklalos. It's more like, if there are two types of Lav Shabaklalos, it's more like the second type. Okay. I've talked about this in the past, based on the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, the Lifneiver lo sitei mikshal type of lav shebeklalos. Namely, you know, it could take many forms, you know, many very, very different forms, but it's all one idea. Right? It's nosein lo eitza she'ena hogenes, giving bad advice. Or it's putting a physical stumbling block in front of somebody. Or whatever, giving a naz, giving the nazir some yayin, especially bechad, ibra denara, if not two. So, without going into details, what is the Gemara saying? You know, we just don't know. But it's still fascinating. There's no parallel discussion of Karen and Bor, or Bor and Esh, right? Ah, says the Gemara. Kamashmalon. Wow. Okay. So, if you look at the Rishonim, they discuss some of these questions. They don't discuss others, but they do discuss some. Before I get to that, let me just fill in the other Gemara that is a little bit relevant to this. That is the Gemara and of Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says here, "My Mabe." Again, we're jumping around a little bit. The Mishnah says, the Arbav Zizikin are Shor, Bor, Mabe, and Heber. Correct? So Mabe is a hard word. Right? Shor is an easy word, just we don't know. It can mean so many different things, right? Mabe is just a hard word. Right? So what is Mabe? So the Gemara says, Rav Omar Mabe, we've seen this Gemara. Mabe is a Adam, Shmuel Omar Mabe is a Shein. I'm going to read it quickly, because we've seen it in other contexts. Right? Very important to figure out whether Adam Amazik is included in the Mishnah. And we'll speak more about it. Oh. So Rav says, Mava za Adam d'ksiv, Amar Shomer asa boker v'gam bloyla, im tevayun bayu. Shmuel amar Mava za Hashen d'ksiv, eich nech b'su'esav nivu matzpunav. My mashma, k'nim targa Rav Yosef, eich din islabish esav isgalin matmerohi. Okay, I don't want to, we'll leave that for now. The Gemara says, "Rab, my tamal omar kishmuel." So what we have so far is that in the Mave, which appears in the Mishnah, there's a debate whether it refers to Shane, right, or to Adam. So the Gemara says, how come Rav insists that it's Adam and not Shane? So the Gemara says, Amalach Miktani Niva, Ushmul Maitam Allah Makirav, Amalach Miktani Boaz. Okay. The Dick took part of that. I'll leave to others. Fine. Technical explanation. But then the Gemara says, Rav Maitam Allah Makashmuel. Tana Shor Vichalmili Deshor. The reason Rav doesn't agree with Shmuel that Mava is Shane is because he thinks that the word Shor, right, the first of the Niske moment of the Mishnah, includes Kol Mili Deshor. Meaning what? Karen, Shane, and Regel. Again, for our purposes, we're interested in Shane and Regel. We know that Shane and Regel are both different than Karen. So there's not such a chiddush. You know, when Shmuel says that Shor refers to all three, it doesn't tell you that Shane and Regel are a unit. It just says, you know, that the concept of common denominator is being expanded here. After all, it includes even Karen. Correct? What's more intriguing to me, or to us, as we'll see in a moment, is Shmuel. The Gemara says, Shmuel nami atani leishor. Like, why does Shmuel insist that Mabe is Shane? What's wrong with Rav's argument of Shor v'chol mili deshor? Says the Gemara, Mar Vuda, Tana Shor lekarno, Umabe lesheno. He doesn't think that Shor means catch-all, anything in Shor. He thinks that Shor is one of the four, Karen, for the moment. So there's an Av Nezek of Karen, and there's an Av Nezek of Shane. V'hachi kamar, this is what the Mishnah means when it says, Lo rezek lo rezek, lo re Karen, Shane an ala zeka, Kireya Shane, Sheyesh an ala zeka. Right? You can't compare Karen, where there's lack of Hana, to Shane, where you do have Hana. And you also can't compare Shane, lo re Shane, Shane kavanas ala zeka, Kireya Karen, Shekavanas ala hezek. But of course, what's curious to us is, of course, that both Shane and Karen are represented in the Mishnah, and what's left out? Regel. Okay. So before we get to that, the Gemara just points out that the differences between Karen and Shane are formulated here in seemingly the opposite way. It sounds like we're saying that Hana Lehezeka is a Kula, or that Kavanas Lehezek is a Kula. Right? So the Gemara says, Belav Kavachol Merhu. Ma Shein Shein Kavanas Lehezek Chayiv, Karen She Kavanas Lehezek like Kol Shekein. Meaning Kavanas Lehezek should be a Chumer, not a Kula. So the Gemara, Itzrif, Sokadat Kamina Min Dehava Eved V'yama. Eved V'yama Lav Afagav De Kavanas Lehezek Afilo Haki Petiri. Okay, we'll leave that for another time. Eved V'yama will probably get to. But the Gemara, the basic idea is, the Gemara says, one would have thought, Kavanas Lehezek, if you go too far with it, ends up being a Kula. Why? Because that which has Kavanas Lehezek should be fully responsible. Like an Eved and an Amma. We say an Eved and Amma, the owner is not responsible, because the Eved and Amma have a mind of their own. They have Kavanas Lehezek, and therefore the owner is Pator. So we should say, Huadin, about Karen. Karen has not Kavanas Lehezek. Not the owner's fault. It's the animal did it. Right? Says the Gemara, Amravashi, Atu Eved Ve'ama Lav Tamaraba Ispu. No, you can't compare an animal to an Eved Ve'ama. After all, an Eved Ve'ama, Shem Yaknitena Rabba V'yelech V'yad Gidisho Shel Chaveiro. This is Zemechai V'srabo, Me'amana B'chol Yom. You'll have an Eved and Amma, they don't like their owner, and they'll go out every day and do damage. So the owner has to pay the bill. Right? Until he frees them. Or if maybe they don't even want to be freed, they just enjoy racking up debts for their unappreciated owner. Right? Anyway, there's a big debate in the Rishonim. I think we've discussed this, we mentioned it already, like how to understand this particular halach. Right? There are Rishonim who understand. Meiri thinks the whole thing is a Din Rabbanan. Eved V'yama, really Eved V'yama, you should, you know, really penalize, or you should really charge the owner. He understands it as a din d'rabbanan and as a policy d'rabbanan, you know, because it can turn into a disaster, you know, like the Gemara explains. Namely, an unhappy, a disgruntled Eved Ve'ama, you know, have every incentive, you know, to behave destructively, you know, and that's going to be unfair for everybody. But minatokanami, minatora. Others think that it's a dindra doraisa, but still it's based on this consideration. It's kind of an exception to the rule. It seems that the Rambam, in Hilchos Gneiva, Perek Aleph, Reb Chaim points out that it's strange that the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Gneiva, you know, and not in Hilchos Nizkei Mamo. Because this is based on a mission in Yadayim, which is about Nizkei Mamo. And it appears here in the Gemara Bava Kama, Nizkei Mamo. Why the Rambam put it in Hilchos Gneiva? Very strange. Reb Chaim has it, that's the Rambam Hilchos Gneiva Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Reb Chaim in the Chibor in Hilchos Gzeila Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, you know, speaks about this Rambam, and he has a theory about it. But the point is, if you look at the Rambam expands a little Mishnah and Yadayim, and it seems that how he understands it is that this is a din d'oraisa, and it's not a takana. It's a siman. It's an indication or an indicator. I mean, what the Mishnah and Yadayim is really saying is that fundamentally, the owner is not responsible to pay for what his Eved Ve'ama do, not because it's a policy nightmare, but the possibility of a policy nightmare, right, is indicative of the independence of the Eved Ve'ama. In some respect, their independence from the owner. I mean, they can do whatever they want, and there'll be consequences, right? That impactful autonomy, whatever you want to call it, right, is something that reflects not, you know, the tziruf to the owner in the nezek, right, but the sole or exclusive responsibility of the Eved Ve'ama. Right, their ability to run amok, if you will, just highlights, you know, the lack of achrayus of the owner. It's not his problem. He couldn't rein them in if he wanted to. Right? And therefore, he's not high. Anyways, that's what the Gemara, that would of course work in very nicely if you interpret the Rambam that way. Gilyonei HaShas has a similar idea, but much more complicated. I think this is a simple pshat in the Rambam. If you interpret that way, then it goes back to, you can understand that the Havamina is not really rejected. Now, the Gemara said like this, why are you quoting Kavanasa Lahazik as a factor which is a kula? Usually Kavanasa Lahazik is a reason to be machmir, right? In a dome, a nezek that takes place agav, in other words, by and by, just, you know, agav urcha, without intent, you know, that's what, obviously you should have to pay for that. But if there's intention to, you know, to inflict damage, then there should be a responsibility. So how can the Gemara think that Kavanas al-Hazik is a kula? Right, the answer is the paradigm of Eved and Ama, meaning too much Kavanas al-Hazik is good reason maybe why, if the perpetrator, the direct perpetrator, could pay, they would pay. But also, therefore, good reason why, if they can't pay, it's not fair to impose the obligation on the owner either. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says, Tama Rabba Islai, meaning, it's one thing to say that about a bar das, right, who can plan and who has cheshbonos, you know, revenge, you know, strategy, you know, and so on and so forth. But if you're talking about an animal, then Kavanas al-Hazik should be a chumrah, shouldn't be a kula. And actually, the Gemara is very meduyek this way. So that's what the Gemara says. Amravashi atu eved yom elav tamaraba shemak tenu v'yelchi yad v'kedishto chabera. And this is zebechayvus rabba me'amana b'chol yom. So he said, yeah, you have to switch around the reasoning of Gemara. Lo riyah keren she kavanos alahazik kiriyah shein, shein kavanos alahazik. Lo riyah shein she yesh analazeka kiriyah keren shein analazeka. Fine. Then the Gemara says, v'regel mai. So what happened to regel? That's what we were really up to. That's what we're really interested in, right? The Gemara is saying that according to Shmuel, what does shor mean? Shor means keren. What does mava mean? Shame. So the Gemara says, "Verego mai, what happened to Rego?" Right, it's left out in the cold. It's on the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, "Shairei, Shairei." I'm sorry. The Gemara says, "What? They just left that out?" Says the Gemara, "No, because he's a kavamazik lasuye Rego." Remember, at the end of the Mishnah, there is a tzadashava. So the Tzad HaShaveh is the source for Regel. Says the Gemara, that's not a good answer. It's not satisfying. But Litanya, the Hedya. Right? Why not say that the Tzad HaShaveh is the source for Regel or for Karen? Why only for, for Shane or for Karen? Why only for Regel? Why don't we have Regel explicitly, just like we have Karen and Shane explicitly? Now, at this point, the Gemara certainly seems to think that Regel and Shein are different. And that Regel, I would say, is a more generic, right, mazik than Shein is. Then the Gemara turns around and says, Ela Marava, Tanashor Laraglo, Mabala Sheino. Ah. No. Shor means Regel, Mava means Shane, right? Bachi kama, loria regel shazeka matsui kriya Shane, Shane azeka matsui loria Shane sheishan alazeko kriya regel sheishan alazeko. Meaning, the Gemara was thinking that just because you know regel doesn't mean you know Shane. Just because you know Shane doesn't mean you know regel. So at this point, again, the first view of the Gemara was that regel, right, is more generic than Shane. Now the Gemara is thinking that Shane and Regel are competition, meaning they're both on the same level, but one could have said one without saying the other in either direction, and therefore they're independent. They're separate items on the list. Interesting, one pasuk in Chumash. Even a havamina may be one word, right? But two almost nezikin in Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay? So the Gemara says, the Karen Mai, what happened to Karen now? You left Karen out in the cold. So the Gemara, Shairei, just left it out. The Gemara answers, because he's a kavamazik. Lasuya Karen, same thing. It's in the Tzad HaShaveh. Says the Gemara, Vili Tanya Behedya. The Gemara says, B'muadim itzkilos and kamayri. B'tamad l'besof muadim lo kamayri. Okay. Then the Gemara wants to know why Shmuel doesn't like Rav. But the point I'm trying to make is, this is an important Gemara, important Shakla V'tarya, two phases in the Gemara, right? Whether or not the Avos Nezikin basically exclude or relegate Regel, right, to the Tzad HaShaveh, it's one view, or each of these represents a separate item on the list of the Mishnah. And you wouldn't know one from the other either, because one is Matsui and one is Hana. Now, what's fascinating is that Lahalacha, right, they're still both in the Mishnah, and we do treat them very similarly. We had the whole Shaka Vitaria before. So what is it? Two or one? Or both? Yeah.
At this point in the Gemara, does the distinction in Kiran, does it have to do with Abba Niska, Kamasa, and Mamama?
Well, the Gemara just makes a distinction between Tam and Mord.
Yeah,
per se, it does not commit to Palganiska, Mamona, or Kanasa. Again, what's that?
It seems to be Mamono.
Not necessarily. I mean, again, Rav Papa happens to believe in Mamono. Lishitoso and Tazayin Omid Aleph. He's the same Manda Amar, if that's what we're talking about. That didn't stop the riff in the beginning of the Sugya of Kiyotza Behen from saying that we're talking about Palganiska Knasa. So I just don't know. They're definitely... The riff obviously didn't... You know, wasn't so comfortable with it. Either is Rabbeinu Tam and Tosas on Beis Amid Beis that we discussed, and Karen Mechuberes. But the Tosa Rosh and Tosa Rabbeinu Peretz do make the point that maybe Rav Papa Lishitaso Paganiska Mama. So I don't think it's, you know, Meduyak in the Gemara one way or another. I'm just pointing out that there are paradigms in the Rishonim one way or another, in both directions. Okay. So what is really going on in this circuit? So in terms of Minya Mitzvos, I think I mentioned last time, that's an interesting question. Right, if you look here. Oh, this one here. Better. This is on page 2. What's that?
What time? Is it 3?
This is 4.
Is that 4?
Don't have it? Do we have any extras? So this is look at the Rambam here in number 14 on page 2. Right in the beginning of Hilchos Nisqei Mamon, you have Hilchos Nisqei Mamon, Ish Bechlal on Dalid Mitzvah Saseh. Right? Zeu Pratan. Din Hashor, which turns out to be Karen. We'll see in a moment in Zeper Mitzvahs and elsewhere. Are you with me?
Which one do we have?
Page 2, line 14. This is the Koteret to Hilchos Nisqei Mamon. The Rambam's Hilchos Nisqei Mamon. Yesh Bechlal on Dalad Mitzaseh. Zeu Pratan. Din Hashor. Din Hever. Dina bor, dina havara. Havara is eish. Bor is bor. Shor is karen. Right? Was pretty clear in the Rambam. What is hever? Hashtos, hever is shein. Right? Beer. Beer is a shein. In Sefer Mitzvos, it's clear. In Sefer Mitzvah, look to number 17. A mitzvah reish mem, he hatorah shehoranu bedina hever, hu amar yisala ki yaver ish sadeh o kerem, hu kvar izbar diktuk din zeh bechlolo b'sheni b'shishi b'avakamba b'chamishi b'gittin. Contrast that with the next one, 19, smag, Sefer Mitzvah Gadol or Meshe Mikutzi, one of the Bali Tosas. Right? Number 20. Elohim mitzvah saseh shal nezikin. Tanu Rabbanan. Shlosha avos namru b'shor. Nizkei keren, nizkei shein, nizkei bor. Correct? Whose line is that? That's the line of Shmuel. Right? Shtei mitzvah saseh yesh bahen. Of the three shores, Karen, Shane, and Regel, there are two mitzvahs. Pashtus of the Rambam, right, also there are two mitzvahs, but one is Karen, and the other one is, but Pashtus is Shane. I should mention that Sefer Mitzvos Rav Sadia Gaon, Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlo, has a whole piece in which he, you know, is very disturbed, initially thinks that the Rambam omits Regel from the Minyan mitzvahs, but it concludes in the end that what the Rambam really meant was Shein and Reg. It doesn't sound that way in the Rambam to me. And in the Sefer Abatim, which is a Rishon of David, a late Rishon, of David Kochavi, wrote kind of a perush on the Rambam, or it's based on Rambam, Sefer Abatim, he clearly understood that the Rambam only counts Karen and Shane separately, not Rekha. Anyways, the Smag says there are three shores. There are two mitzvos. So what are the two mitzvos? So one is Achas Ladun Benizke Karen. Shenema ki yigach shor. Ve'nigich ela bekeren. Shenema karnei re'im karnat. Ve'hem ana amim yinagach. Ksiv chi yigof shor. Ve'hu benigicha. Right, kenetani v'tchilo seder nezikin. Pasach akosa benigifa. V'siyim benigicha. Am I in the right place? Right? O no daki shor nagach. Ulama zui negifa zui negicha. Mitzvah haseh shniya. This is line 26. Yeah? I don't know why there's that thing in the middle, 925, by parentheses. Mitzvah seh shniya ladun beniske shein v'regel achasi shenemar ki aver isadeo kerem v'shilachas bi'iro bi'er b'sadacher bi'iro loshen behemahu v'chein ki yivar k'monachnu v'irenu shiyolich behemtenu b'sadach avero o b'kerem chaver v'yazik oso b'achas me'ela. Right, or b'shiluach b'iro, or b'bi, or b'beyor, the Tanya, the shilach zun niske midrach kaf regel, the cheno m'shalche regel shor chamar, u'biar zun niske shein, that's the Bavli, ha'uchelasim b'var raso, the cheno omer kasher yivar agalal ad tumo. Then he adds, niske hashein v'har regel kolon akaso biyachad, b'pnei shezekan b'dvarim shedarkan la'asos tamid, k'minag b'riyasa. Kagon behema shachla tavim, or omrim oaziko baraglao derech alichasa. Panshtim, chiva tor l'shalim nezek shalim mina mu'ula, shibin chasa, shinam metav sadeo metav karmo yishalim. What is this man doing? He is integrating Shane and Regal into one. How do you integrate them into one? They seem to be two. Because they're from one pasuk. He thinks they're included in one mitzvah saseh. More importantly, Kolon biyachad shehezekan bidvarim shadarkan lasos tamid kiminag briyasa. He found a common denominator. It wasn't so hard, but he emphasizes the common denominator between them. What's a common denominator of matsui and derech hanaso? The answer is dvarim shadarkan lasos tamid, things that are typical, ubiquitous, they happen all the time. Kiminag briyasa. And there's nothing unnatural or untoward about them. Unlike Karen, which is Mishuna, or Chavadas Alahazik. Right? This is Rego. The animal walks, the animal eats. The Gemara itself considered the possibility in two places. Right? On Gimel Amud Aleph, and again on Dalet Amud Aleph, both Gemaras that we read. You know, that you would have one and not the other. Either a Zeka Matsui would trump or an Ola Zeka. Oh, yeah. But once we know that both exist, so we have two possibilities. We can now say, oh, just like one might have overridden the other, right? So too, now that we're Chadesh from Megala Das, that both exist, but they're two different Mechaivim. But the way the Smag understands it is that the Maskana, the Gemara, is don't think if there was one, you know, it might have been more than the other. Or we might have had the, you know, we might have been, you know, inclined to think that we should emphasize in an analyzing the two of them that which differentiates them rather than that which is common to them. Now we know that they both exist. Instead of saying, still, they're two different mechaivim, we're now saying, oh, it's the common denominator between them. That's how the Smag goes. But possibly the Rambam doesn't mean that or go that way. So part of the issue, I think, are two other things in addition to, you know, one pasuk, two pasuk, this whole, could you have one without the other? All these questions, what's in the Mishnah, what's not. What two things to zero in on are there any nafkamina between Shane and Rego? Right? We know there are a lot of common themes. So that's one thing we'll look at in a second. I'll give you two examples. There might be more. There are more. But two are possible discussions that are obvious. Number two, just to look even at the Havaminas of the Gemara. Is it significant, right, that when it came to Shein, the Gemara was back and forth about Mechal Yakar. When it came to Regel, the Gemara was back and forth by Sholach Shluchim. In each case, the Gemara ends up saying that Sholach Shluchim Mimela, Mechal Yakarna, Lo Mechal Yakarna, we don't make those distinctions. Why? Because of Dumya, Shein LeRegel or Regel LeShein. Implying, that there's no similar Safek about making those distinctions. There are two things we're implying. Number one, that there is a kesher between them, unless it's just like Xeris HaKasuv because they're in the same pasuk, right? It should be hard to say. Right? It sounds like, oh, one Mechayev and therefore. But it also assumes, and that simple reading of the Gemara, that we never thought that Dafka lo Mechal Yakarna beregel, and we never thought Dafka Shalach Shluchei b'shein. Why not? So some of the Rishonim address this question. So Tosas here, for example, and give some of them dismiss it. You know, they kind of say, yeah, you know, but for technical reasons, or we could have said that too.
Could he be suggesting that the pasuk is very strange? It says, "Yaber Yisrael kerem v'shilach v'bir."
Yeah.
He puts shilach in the middle of the two expressions of v'bir.
You mean, what about Kiyaber itself? We'll see in a minute that the Yerushalmi... You'll see in a minute that the Yerushalmi says that the Makar is actually Kiyaber. The Bavli doesn't.
As I'm saying that...
Yeah, no, I understand.
Subsumed under the Kiyaber.
The Bavli, which we just read, does not assume that the word Kiyaber is part of this discussion. It's part of the background of the pasuk. It's v'shilach and ubir. You'll see in a moment that the Yerushalmi does say kiyaver is the makar for shein, and the Rajba embraces it. And what I referred to before, which was Rabbi Yerucham Fushel Perlow's reading of the Rambam, is based on his understanding that the Rambam is really quoting the makar of the Yerushalmi. In which case, kiyaver and bier means both halicha, regel, and shein. Okay, so we'll see in a minute. Before we get to that, just to point out Tosis. Tosis says, second. Oh, Dumi de Regel, Vim Tomar, Neima Ipcha. What is the name of Ipcha? If we don't distinguish between, the Gemara says, we don't distinguish Mechal Yakarna, Lo Mechal Yakarna, Beregel. So we're not going to do it in Shein either. So Tosa says, Neima Ipcha. Maybe you should derive that Regel is Dafka, Mechalia, Karna, just like Shane. The Ha de Makshinan Lechumra, right, honey, merely be Sura. Havel de Mamona, lo. We're not always Machmir, only, we're not always Maksha, only Lechumra. Right? That's true in Isurim. In other words, what would be the answer? The answer is, oh, we're always Machmir when we're Makish. We're not Mekel. What does it mean to be Machmir? Meaning, Bein be Mechal Yakarna, Bein below Mechal Yakarna, because, you know, to otherwise you're limiting Nezek. That's a Kula. Tosa says, no, not in Dine Mamanas. Maybe it could be Makshin the Kula. So how do you know? What do you mean, Dumi de Regal? Maybe Regal's like Shein. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Mida Yibatora, Loshna Bisura, Loshna Bamam. No, they're back to the... The Rajba, I think we'll see in a moment if it's part of the Rajba that second. Yeah. Look at the Rajba for a minute. Before I get to that, I should also mention one other thing. I didn't copy this one, I should have. But the Rajva Dav Beis Amud Aleph on the Mishnah, Just as an interesting question, he says, you know, Hashor, Habor, Hamava, Vahever. Right? So according to Shmuel, that we just read on Gimel and Beis Talad Omen Aleph, Shor is Regel, right? And Mava is Shein. So why are we mafsik between, isn't that what you're about to ask also, right? Why are we mafsik between Regel and Shein with Bor? Shein and Regel usually go together. Right? And he gives an interesting answer. I don't have it in front of me, but an interesting answer about, you know, maybe Bor is closer to Shein than it is to Regel, implying that they're different. Okay, interesting. Look at the Rajba here on Gimel, not the first one on Gimel and Aleph. Mechti Shkulin. The second one. Line 7. I'll get to Kivichali Karn in a minute. Mechti Shkulin Hein. So the Rajba says, Lav Shkulin Shehe Re'ig Zek Rizek Amar. Ela Sheyesh Bekalachas Inyan Sheroi Lizchai Benizko Zekazek. Meaning, don't think, everybody have that? That's line 6 or 7. On page 1. Page 2, sorry. Page 2 of 3. Got it? Line 6 and 7. What is the Rajma trying to say in a very subtle way? When the Gemara said, Mechti Shkulin Hein, well, you should learn them out from one pasuk, because they're equally worthy. So the Rajma says, equally worthy. Remember I told you there are two ways to interpret? One is they're different, but they're equal. So throw them into the same pasuk, like almost like a lav shebeklalos. Or no. Lav shebeklalos is a special chiddush. All things being equal, if things are different, even if they're equal, you're not going to learn them from one pasuk. Right? Anyways, so the Rajma says, don't think shkulin meaning there's a common denominator and it's one mechayiv. Lav shkulin shehe rizek rizek amar. Ela sheyesh bekalachas inyan sheroi lizkayiv benizko zek zek. Meaning each one is equally worthy to be a mazik, even though for different reasons. As opposed to the smag, for example, saying, well, they may look like they're different, but really the differences just mask a common denominator, which is that, you know, in a natural way, they're both ubiquitous. Right? I'm just showing you the subtle differences. Okay. The now look at the Rajba Kiaver for a minute, if we have that here somewhere. I think we do. This would be on page, go back to page 1 for a second. Okay. Make sure I have also the right pages here. I think it's page 1, yeah. So the second piece, the shilach zaregel biar zashen. Everybody have that? So that is again, that's line 16. Anitema, kiven de kule krokadarish, the kolchada v'chada milsa lemil, the kolchada v'chada milsa. L'milsei hu da'asya, l'amali d'kosav rachmana ki yaver isada okerem. That was your question. Like what, or kind of. Like what do you need the hakdamah? So the pasuk says ki yaver ish. Right? You already have the shilach and ubir. Umutav hayalalahem lidrosh mich yaver ish ze'ashem. Right, instead of learning out Shein from Ubir and Regel from Vashilach, the first words of the pasuk are Kiyaver. You should have learned Kiyaver as Shein. Ubrushalmi Namidarish, Esa Shein, de Garcin and Hasam Amabe, ki yaver isado kerem. The shilach is bi'iro, ze haregel. So actually, in the, even in the order, right, in the Yerushalmi, it's shein and regel. Right, in the Bavli, it's regel and shein. Okay? The siv shalke regel shom v'chamor. Siv haser mishuchaso v'hayal leba'er, ze shein parotz gidro v'hayal lemirma, ze regel. Gam dasa Yerushalmi kasha, ubir mayavidle. According to the Yerushalmi, if kiyaver is the makar, what do you do with the beer? Benirali, the yilmedu mikefa lashon ze, chad l'sholach shluche, chad l'azma mimela b'shein. Okay? You learn from the kefa lashon that shein is even mimela or sholach shluche. The opposite of the Bab. Bavli only has sholach shluche and also mimela, the Gemara pretty much has it, or at least initially by regel. Ubaha mitarzali kushachrit. The kashal and maishna the bekulish maitim pshita le deshein loshna shalach shluche veloshna also mimela uberegel miboilahu velamdu derek pshitas mishein bamer dumi deshein mashein loshna afregel loshna. What's the Rajba asking? Exactly the question that we asked, right? Or we're asking the question that he asked. Meaning, what's he saying? How did the Gemara know? Forget about how the Gemara knew the Dumya. How did the Gemara know that we don't distinguish between Shalach Shulchei, Nozal Mimela, and Shein? It's a version of Tosus's question, but Tosus is asking, well, why don't you be Madama Lechumra instead of Lekula? Rajma is saying more than that, even. The answer is, if you hold like the Rishalmi, you already have two psukim for Shein. You have Kiyaver and Abir, so already in Shein we know this din. And now we're exporting that conclusion, Dumi de Shein, to Regel. But other Rishonim who don't hold like the Rishalmi will just tell you, you know, either there's some other Makar, which is what some of them say, or some other Mashmos in the Pasuk, that Mechal Yekarna is irrelevant to Regel, and that Shalach Shluche is irrelevant to Shein, right? Or some other remez in the pasuk, or it's something conceptual about Shein and Regel itself. Ah, so what is that, and what would that be? So the answer, I think, is very simple. If you don't think like the Smag and a whole other group that Shein and Regel are basically one idea, namely Hezeka, Bederech Ragil, you know, Ubateva, right? So, and you do think the possibility you'd say one without the other, or they're two separate avos, but there's a bore in between, right? Or, again, they come from the same pasuk, they have the same tour of Rishus Harabim, but, you know, maybe for different reasons. So what is the difference between Shein and Regel? The answer probably is that Regel is more as an act of Nezek, per se, and as Chepta Shal Nezek, or Mazik, right, Regel is the weakest. Right? Because it's not just more Matsui, its Matsui-ness isn't just about frequency, it's a totally innocent act, basically. Right? It's an agav. It's nezek agav, essentially. Whereas Shein, right, is also an innocent act in another respect, but the nezek is a result of a deliberate, or, you know, there's a stira between the cheftza's integrity, it's, you know, being preserved, and achila, and ana. Right? In that respect, Shein is closer to Karen than Regel is. Right? In one, and that's very meduyak in the Gemara. Remember, the Gemara originally thought that, well, you know, Karen and Shein. Right? Karen, yesh kavana lehezeka. Shein, yesh hana lehezeka. Right? So you want to, you can argue which of those is more worth. But the point is, that achila shena shane is a rival, right? To it's antagonistic to the integrity of the chafetza and the bailus of the chafetza. If some other animal is going to be eating this object, so it isn't an attack in the sense of kavanas al hazik, right? But in the sense of yesh hanala zek, also the fact that the animal benefits, you know, as innocent as it is in one respect, it's the animal's hezek. The animal's, you know, benefiting from the hezek. That's not true in regel. Regel's a byproduct. The animal's walking, you know, and this thing gets in its way. There's no kavana, there's no mazik. The animal's not a mazik in that respect. The animal's not nene from it. It's not a mazik in that respect. It's not like, you know, his gain is his loss. It's a zero-sum game. Right? On the other hand, the language of the shilach, you know, puts... Okay, so let me add to that before I get to that. So the Gemara, when it comes to Shane, is much more focused on the animal as a mazik and on the act of hezek, or the cheftza shel mazik. And for that reason, the Gemara thinks, oh, maybe there's a difference between mechalia karna and shelo and lo mechalia karna. Now, it's still a very big chiddush. Well, why is it such a big chiddush? In the end of the day, well, what is mechalia karna? So let's talk about that for a minute. So Tosa says that mechalia karna is when the be'en is still intact. Tinfa peiros, or nischachacha bekosa. Let's say the animal likes, you know, wallowing on his back on top of fruit, you know, cools it off. So it destroys the fruit. But the fruit is still there, just, you know, no one's going to eat it anymore. It's all muddy, it's all, you know, germ infested, right? And so on and so forth. According to Tosis, that's lo mechalia karn. That's lo mechalia karn. Rashi is a very big chiddush. Rashi says mechalia. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says mechalia karna. Here, Rashi dir masal idividi. The shilach ubir travayu ashen. The shilach also lechiyuve heched the lo kalya karna. The mashma kagon ochel aruga, the sofa lachser velitzmoch, avelo ketchila. He ate up the animal, ate the produce in the field or the grass. It's going to grow back, but it's not going to be as good as it was. Wow, that's lo mechalia karna. Ubir ha'neichet the mechalia karna, the mashma ubir shemivar legamri. Right, he consumes it completely. But if it consumes the shachas in the field and it's going to grow back, albeit worse than before, that's not called mechalia karna. Tosis disagrees. Pirsha kutu shachas she'osu l'tzmoch, avalo ketchila v'kasha. A mechalia karna, she'gam abayla mimicholim lektzar, by which I think Tosis means, as far as the shachas or the tevua is concerned, that's not coming back. I mean, the Bailam wanted it, he could have cut it off himself. So by eating it, you've taken that away from him forever. Meaning, who says you assess the Chiddush of Rashi is that you assess Mechal Yakarna by the field, you know, not by the shachas or the tvua. Why? Right? Moreover, the whole Rashi is so interesting, meaning it's going to grow back, but it's not. So, like, once Rashi had a problem, once you're evaluating it by by the field and not by the tvua, so then where's the nezek? Right? So the answer is, oh, it's not going to be what it was. Okay. So Elias, so what did Tosa say? Shatin for Paris on Asa. Aye, tin for Paris on Asa, the Gemara calls it tolda. So he says, Mikomokom korele lekamon the tnifas Paris on tolda, given the pasha the kroiri bachil de mechalia karna. Meaning, if that isn't in the pasuk, so the Gemara originally thought that was like another, that would be the av, right? Or that would be the line between the av and not. The av and lahalacha, we say, no, it's a tolda. Rajba was very troubled by that. The Rajba tries to get pshat in Rashi by saying, well, sometimes people cut down their fields intentionally and it grows back better. All the Achronim were bothered by the Rajba. I said, what, the Rajba didn't read Rashi? Or had a different gear sub Rashi? Rashi says it grows back worse. Hey, look at the Rajba just for a second.
What? That's what he's asking.
Who?
The Rajba.
What do you mean? Not asking, he's trying to explain Rashi.
He's trying to explain Rashi that sometimes it grows better, but sometimes it doesn't grow better.
Ah, meaning?
Well, I mean, like the forest.
I understand. No, I understand. I understand the botany of it. I'm just saying. The agriculture part. I'm saying, well, what's he trying to get at? Right? He's saying he's trying to explain. Here, look at the line. You'll see the line. Now, I think you're on to something, but I think he's just saying. Look, he doesn't like Tosas. He thinks that, you know, Tinuf Peros is a tolda. What does that have to do with Mechalia lo Mechalia Karna? Okay. So he says, you know, if it was really Mechalia Karna, it's Meforish Bakra. Al Kain Nirali Kedivrei Harav. Here, this is page 1, line 32, end of 31. Last few words on 31. Alkir nerali kedivrei rav, the shachas lo mechalia karna, kol shezara letzvua. Right, the fact that he ate up the tzvua, that's not called mechalia karna, even though the tzvua is gone forever. Even though the balabayas could have, you know, taken it and used it, or sold it, or used it for fire, or whatever he wanted, or eaten it, whatever it was. So why isn't vis-a-vis his interest, why isn't that Mechalia Karna? The Teda, Sh'af Balei Tvuos Meshalkin, Shein Behemos Besadoseim, K'dei Lecha L'Shachas Rachak Titzmach HaTvua V'Titzlach Yoser. So some of the, if you look at the printed Rajba, you know, the new ones, right? And then it says, Mikomoko Mimba Bala Shachas L'Hishtalein Mishtalein L'Fi Nizko. How do you assess it now, since it's a little complicated? There's a difference between the value of the tvua that you damaged and the value of the karka. But anyways, if you look at the Mosadar of Kuk Rajba, you know, some of the footnotes there, they say, huh? Like, what's the Rajba talking about? The Rajba have a different girsa than Rashi? Rashi says it went down in price. What do you mean Viteda, some people do, and it goes up in price? Ah. But I think what the Rajma is saying is very, I wouldn't say pasher, that's an exaggeration. What's the Rajma trying to say? The Rajma is saying, listen, the fact that there are people who sometimes cut off the tefua for the sake of the sada indicates that there's a primary, you know, chefza shel nezek. That is the sada. Right. The tefua is the tefua, but it's always secondary, you know, to the long-term investment of the sada. When there's damage in your field, right, then the primary damage is in the field. We always look at the field, and, you know, instead of looking at the field and saying, oh, there's tefua and there's the sada. What he's saying is it's all integrated. And vis-a-vis the sada, the tefua is always assessed by what impact it has on the sada. The haraya, sometimes you dafka want to destroy the tefua, because it's mishabeach, or mashbiach, rather, the sada. Right, that's a perspective on, you know, how we look at these things. And once we look at it that way, then what Rashi says makes more sense. Namely, we're not looking at the tvua as tvua. We're looking at the big picture. Sometimes we look at the big picture and, you know, we intentionally destroy the tufel to strengthen the ikar. And even when the ikar is undermined because of what happened with the tufel, right, we don't look at it as the tufel, we look at it the tufel's impact on the ikar. But since the ikar is still there, that's called lo mechalia karna. Right. Well, let me just take a step back now for a moment. Okay, great. So there are different perushim as to what is Mechalia Karna, lo Mechalia Karna. The Machlokes Rashi and Rajba, Tosas, a very fascinating argument. Great. Bye. One simple question. Why would you distinguish between now we know what Mechalia Karna is, or there's a debate what Mechalia Karna is or isn't. But on any level, whether it's Tosas or Rashi or some other, or a few other Perushim, in the end of the day, why should you care whether Mechalia Karna or Mechalia Karna? This man did something, he caused you $100 loss. So the Be'en isn't completely obliterated, that's a reason why he should be Potter? Right? Very strange. The point is that in the world of Nizkei Mamon, that there was a Havamina, and in the world of Shane in particular in Nizkei Mamon, there's a Havamina that the Mechayev is not Hefse Mamon. It's Hefse Shal Nezek.
What?
It's Hefse Shal Nezek. Moshel Amad Dover Dome. Not exactly identical, but parallel. The Gemara later on Dav Dalad, we've seen it already because we jump back and forth, and we mentioned it in Akdama, has a debate, records a Shas debate, mostly in Sugya and Gittin, it plays out, whether Hezek She'eno Nikar, Shema Hezek, or Lo Shema Hezek. What is that? You're Metame Taharos. Or you force somebody to keep Chametz in his possession over Pesach, so you make it financially worthless, because it's also Bahana, even Lachar Pesach, right? That's called, excuse me, Menaseich. You do a halachic act which physically has no impact, it's not visible on the Chayfetz. This is debated in the parameters of that, but not for now. Right? The typical cases. Metaher. No one can tell, unless you have a halachic glasses, nobody can tell whether taharos were touched by a davar hametame. Right? It's a halachic impact, not a physical impact. So the Gemara has a debate, whether hezek shein nikar, al pidin daraisa, are you chai for that hezek or not? Hefse there certainly is. The question is, do you need hefse shal nezek? And is Chafetz Shal Nezek defined, only physically or not, or by being something that is distinguishable or discernible? So the Gemara thought, when it comes to Shane, right, something similar, you need Mechalia Karna, Ubir, Kamashmalan that you don't, right? Fine. But there was no Havamina that Regal would require Mechalia Karna. Because in Shane, at least you can, there's a Maisa Hezek, it's the animal's Nezek. So then, what level of Nezek do you require? But in Regel, it's Derech Hiluchah. But we care whether the object was obliterated or not. Similarly, right? When it comes to Regel, and it's very Meduyak in the Pasuk, I mean, this is where it comes from. Ki yaver ish. So the Rashbam and others, Mefarshim and Mishpatim, they say yaver means the owner sends them out into a different field. Right? And Vishilach, that's what the Gemara is saying. Vishilach, maybe it's Shalach Shluche. Meaning the thing about Regel might be not so much, because it isn't as a Maisa Hezek of the animal or a Chafta Shal Nezek, it's lacking. It's a weak link. But what's not a weak link is the tziruf to the bailim. Right? This is like the animal here, isn't the animal. The animal's blameless. The animal's walking. It's the bailim's obligation to watch his animal, or if he's, walking with or sending his animal out there, what happens is his remote control action. Shalach shluche. So there's a fascinating Meiri. The Meiri says, how do we paskin him on Mechalia Karna Lahalacha? Simple plan, the Gemara, is that the Gemara rejected it. Right? There's no din of Mechalia Karna Lahalacha. However, there's another Gemara later on which seems to say that there is such a thing. So if you look here, I'm pretty sure I put it down here, right? By the way, before we even get to that, look at the Rajba on page 2, Gimel Amud Aleph, line 2. Just give me one more minute, I'll finish up. The Rajba says, how do you know that again? Shein de lo mechal yakarna minolan dubi de reb. And we had the other one before about shalosh shluchei and shein, remember? In the Yerushalmi. Ah, the other way now. Shein de lo mechal yakarna minolan dubi de reb. Koshalei. Echa pshita berego de lo mechal yakarna betvei mishein. I'm trying to give a different answer to this question. Right? Yishlomar de stam regel. Eina mechala eladoris amakalkel. That's a technical answer. Typically, when an animal eats, you know, it completely consumes the object. Nothing is left. But the animal doesn't leave, you know, half of the steak, you know, left. Right? But when an animal is just walking, you know, in Rosh Hasharabim, or in Rosh Hashayach, whatever it is, the animal is just walking, it doesn't typically completely annihilate, you know, the destroy the ban. It's makalko. Maybe that's the other way also. Right? Ma shein de mechalia, af regel dafke de mechalia, chada de stam regel o mechalia, vo de shein minolin de mechalia, dafke ad she nigzor de shein mechalia v'nasa hochachal a regel. Right. Oh. So, what was I, yeah, the Meiri. So look at the Meiri. I'm guessing, what is it, page 3? Yeah. Okay. So page 3, see Shidim Gubetzes? With this we'll conclude. Yeah, I have also the Sefer Achinuch here, just... Lodun Beniske Shein Varegel, he also quotes him as one. Without the Smag's addition that they're the same, but he quotes him in one mitzvah. And that's what I say, but okay. Shidim Kubad, the Rid has a different pshad in Mechal Yakarna, lo Mechal, Nero Lefar Shalom Mechal Yakarna, lo Asa Peros, Bishlichosa Mipia. I don't want to say Tinfa Peros, because the Gemara calls that a Tolda. The Rajbo was very scandalized how there could be even a Havamina, you know, that tinfa peros would be an av, you know, so he says, no, it means losa peros. The animal, you know, chewed on the fruit and then he spit it out. Okay, fine. But the fascinating thing is the Meiri. Look at the Meiri. Ulim psakalach kasav rava Meiri, kayavan ala shein, ben mechal yakarna, ben mechal yakarna, kagon shachal peros ukiyotza bahen, ben lo mechal yakarna, kagon achal aruga veru yalatzmiach. Fine. There seems to be a Gemara that says that Shein requires absolute destruction. Right? So there's at the first day in the Meiri, there are deos that say Tzachlokas Hasugas, and Shein really requires Mechal Yakarna. Unbelievable. But then he adds, Einech Reach Mekach, Shalhik Shekein Elami, Shahya Omer Shein Hashem Chevetz Bachila, Elamin Ischacha Bekosala Naasa. The Gemara there is talking about the possibility that somebody holds that shein is only, you know, like when the animal, you know, rubs its back against the wall. If that's the paradigm case, like where's its mechal yakarna? This is very interesting. Almost like a Roy Labila, you know, in Bila Makeves. Meiri says that what the Gemara meant there is not that you need Mechal Yakarna, but you need something which has the potential for Mechal Yakarna. Why? The answer is, I think, even though the Maskana of our Gemara seems to be that Sholach Shluche is not a requirement for Regel, and Mechal Yakarna is not a requirement of Shein, so we could say, oh, the Gemara's Havamina was that Shein is very different Mechayiv than Regel. Regel's about the tziruf to the bailim, right? Shein is about the chefta shel nezek. And what's the maskana? There's no yichus to mechal yakarna. There's no yichus to shalach shluche because they're all the same. It's the common. It's like the smog's common denominator. Or maybe lemaisa bein ba'azam imele bein shalach shluche your chayv and regel. And bein mechal yakarna bein shalom mechal yakarna yirchayv and shein. But since the pasuk sounds like mechal yakarna, And we need a limud to expand it. And the pasuk sounds like shalach shluchei, and we need a limud to expand it. Right? The mechayiv idea that there are different mechayivim, subtle mechayivim, and shein and regal, that's true. So for the Meiri, that expresses itself in the following way. You can't say that the av malacha, that the av nezek, of shein is something which doesn't have the capacity for mechal yikarna, because the idea isn't that mechal yikarna isn't relevant. The idea is that you don't have to have the case of mechal yikarna. Even shalom mechal yikarna is mechal yikarna. Oh, that's a terrific line in the mirror. But then there's one better. The yesh misha sover bezeh derech pshara, a compromise. She'ein chiyu b'shein shem mechal yikarna ela kishashilcha. Who? V'chein ozum imela ein chayiv ela kashiyesh mechal yakarna. Hokish nishtalcha meleha ve'ein shom kiliya karen patur. Wow. Then of course he comes to the last shita, which is, no, you don't need any of this. Yikar advarim afshib nishtalcha meleha v'shein kiliya karen chayiv afil noshcha kika b'fiyav v'nofel v'piyav v'lo chisar klal. Right, even that. Fine. But this, what's this view? Either you need shilach shilcha or mechal yakarna. Wow. Right? Meaning there's a regel. Regel and shein are combined. And either one needs, you need one or two things. Either you need for both, right? Chefta shel nezek. Or you need for both a stronger connection to the owner, the bialim. So that both of these are just absolutely still there, right? Just that you can swap them out. There are two mechayvim, shein v'regel. The regel side, the shein side. So I want to finish up next week just with one I want to talk about very quickly. Two other nafkamina, even though there are more. One is there kofer b'shein? And is it tsroros b'shein? There are more issues also. And then we're going to go on to Bor. Okay? Yeah.